The aircraft carrier was set for a routine dock in South Korea, but on the eve of the Fukushima nuclear disaster, the ship got word of a tsunami and earthquake. They were told they were being rerouted to the coast of Japan to bring supplies. There was no mention of a nuclear explosion. The crew was completely unaware that they would be exposed to radiation. The USS Ronald Reagan arrived on March 12th, staying as close as 2 miles offshore of the Fukushima nuclear plant disaster.
We never heard anything about a nuclear power plant. We never knew anything about the possibility, let alone any kind of leak.
Jamie Plim was quartermaster on the USS Ronald Reagan.
Our job as quartermasters is not only navigating the ship, driving, plotting our course and track, but going outside at the top of the ship to raise flags, to communicate with other ships. So being outside, we were breathing in this radiation. We were handling flags, which are porous, very porous material, obviously. The ropes that we use to haul the flags up are polyester. So, again, a very porous material that just absorbed the radiation.
Few on board knew there were dangerous radioactive plumes blowing in the wind, and no one knew what ocean currents might be contaminated from the destroyed nuclear power plants.
We were outside breathing this in, handling stuff, handling materials, and just absorbing the radiation.
Maurice Ennis was also quartermaster aboard the USS Ronald Reagan.
A part of our job is we have to communicate with other ships using flags and semaphore and Morse code when we're doing special operations. And we store all our flags outside in a weather bag. We also fly our American flag, our ensign, at the highest point so people know we're the U.S. Navy. I was told by one of the higher-ups to go out and retrieve the American flag so we can give it to the Japanese as a friendship type of deal, like a gift. I pulled the flag down. It was flapping when it wrapped around me. It got all over me.
And once Ennis was tested for radiation, it was found that his exposure was the highest of the crew aboard. He was nervous. He was scared.
And they had to remove 3 layers of skin off my hands and my arms. And it wasn't like back to back. They would scrub off 1 layer, and then I would have to wash off this orange grit stuff that you used to get off paint and oil. And then they would do it over again and then check. And we'd start the process all over. So in my head, I was just kind of praying that the machine would stop beeping so I can get it over with. And nobody told me at the time what was going on. Everybody just kind of told me just to stand there and be quiet and not to touch anybody or anything. It was almost like I had the plague. And finally, the machine stopped beeping and they let me go back to my berthing.
Plim, along with Quartermaster Ennis, did not find out that they were exposed to radiation until a month and a half after the disaster. Ennis has tumors between his eyes, on the side of his face, and on his thighs. He's losing his hair. Plim has what's called dysfunctional uterine bleeding.
When we think about, we don't know what these lumps are, we don't know if we're going to be able to have children, that's the thing that causes us to kind of freak out.
Now the two, along with 115 current and former U.S. military personnel, are filing suit against the nuclear power plant's owner, TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company. The suit charges that TEPCO misled U.S. officials about the extent of radiation released. The lawsuit also asks for medical expenses to be paid. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.